Trick or treat. Sorry, neighbor, I couldn't help myself. I saw you out on the porch reading, and I knew I could spook you if even just a little. Isn't it a little late to be out for trick-or-treaters, though? Oh, just enjoying the night? Okay. Do you still get anyone asking for candy this late? Just college kids like me? I don't think I qualify as a kid. Well, I just got back from a party, hence the slutty angel costume. It's supposed to be kind of ironic, you know? The girl with the little horns appearing all innocent. No, the party was fun, I guess. There was music and dancing and some beer and yeah, I guess it was all right. Well, I mean, yeah, it's fun and there were great people there. Nothing bad happened, not really. It's just I have a hard time meeting people to date, I mean. From that perspective, the night was kind of a huge failure. I couldn't out-flirt the other girls, and the guys that were into me were, well, it would be generous to call them immature. Oh, and of course I was terrified all night that I was going to run into one of those fanatics who was always talking about getting rid of people like me. Yeah, I guess I do feel a little bit down, but what can you do? Really? Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, I wouldn't mind sitting out here with you for a little while if you want. I never really sit out here at night. I guess it kind of freaks me out a little. I grew up in the city. This is the first time I've lived somewhere so quiet. That's kind of why I decided to move out here for college, though. I needed a change, and this place had everything I wanted. And honestly, it's been pretty good. I've made some new friends here, not a lot of them, but close ones, you know? And I mean, I met you. I just meant that, you know, I could have moved next to a creeper or something, but instead I ended up with a nicer, older guy. Someone reliable and dependable and smart and handsome. What was I saying? Yeah, and thank God you don't mind coming over to help out with mechanical and electrical stuff either. You've saved me a ton of money, dude. Yeah, I don't mind helping you with computer stuff either. I guess we both kind of need each other, huh? So, what are you drinking? Oh, bourbon? Can I try some? I've never had it before. What? I'm an adult. I can handle it. Oh, that's, not very smooth. Fine. I guess you were right. It did burn, but I like how it tastes. It's almost smoky. Mostly I just end up drinking White Claws because that's all they ever really have at parties. I guess that might seem kind of childish to you with your big bottle of bourbon right there, but, you know. Well, thank you for not judging my taste in liquor. So, why are you all alone tonight? No, I'm not judging or anything, I'm just curious. You've always been, like, really nice to me. Seems like you would have a lot of friends. Oh. Well, that makes sense. Sorry things turned out like that, though. My family, well, there's not much to tell. My mom died about, I guess, a year ago now, and I never met my dad. No, it's okay. I didn't really understand until I started going to school, but I guess my upbringing was kind of weird. Yeah. I haven't told you much about where I'm from. Do you really want to know? Yeah, I'm cool with telling you anything you want to know, really. And also, yes, some hot chocolate would be great. Thank you.
Ooh.
Wow, I never thought he'd ask me to just sit and chat with him. Maybe tonight isn't a waste after all. Maybe tonight could even be when it finally happens. He seems to really like checking me out in this fucking skimpy angel outfit. He's never batted an eye since he found out I was a monster girl. One of the first people that I've told that just treated me like a normal person. But what if he finds out about the rest of my heritage? Oh God, he could really freak out. I don't know. Maybe I should just go home. There's no way a mature guy like him would... Oh, hey. No, sorry, you just startled me. I was lost in my thoughts, I guess. Oh, thank you. You even put marshmallows in them. No, I think that's really sweet. It's a very dead thing to do. I didn't mean to imply you were old, just that you cared, you know? So you wanted to know about my family? It's a little weird. I don't think anyone related to my mom is still alive. I think she was all alone. Like me. That was how they got her. Well, you know how sometimes in the news you hear about those cults that, like, worship demons and stuff? The police are always raiding the ones that do bad stuff. So, yeah. My mom, she kind of joined one of those. I don't know why. I think it was just because they accepted her without judgment. She wasn't used to it. It made her vulnerable. They weren't even really nice. They were just using her. They needed someone young and attractive and fertile. You know how monster girls seem to be really popular now? Like the models and sex workers and entertainers? Yeah, well, we, I guess, come from somewhere. Most of us are hybrids of humans and, well, monsters. I know I don't look like one, not exactly, but I'm what they call a Cambion. My dad was a demon, a real honest-to-Satan demon. And he wasn't cute or kind or suave like you see on movies and TV shows. He was just a ruthless monster. And my mom was supposed to be a sacrifice to him. I guess he used her. Now, I don't know if she had a choice, but I kind of doubt it. What I do know is that he must have liked her at least a little, because when my mom woke up, she was a little bit hurt, but everyone else in the cult was dead. She just left. She never called the cops. She was too afraid to. And wouldn't you be? Yeah, so a few weeks later, she found out that she was pregnant with me, and she didn't hesitate. She changed her name and moved to another city, a really big one where she could sort of lose herself. She never wanted to catch the attention of the cult or the police, and she really wanted to protect me. My mom had some problems, but she really did love me, and I know that. She did her best to raise me. We didn't always agree, but at least we had each other, you know? Then she got really sick. The doctors couldn't figure out what it was. She only lived another 6 months. At least she didn't suffer too much. She never blamed me, ever, but I kind of think she got sick because of me. Something in me was just wrong. I poisoned her when she carried me in her womb, and it just took her a long time to die. Well, thanks for saying that, but I don't know, I just can't shake the feeling that I killed her. Anyway, I inherited all of my mom's stuff, and she had taken some old books from the cult that I sold and made a lot of money off of. Enough to get a house out here and go to college without any debt. Yeah, which is good, so I guess I have enough security for now, but I'm so alone. I've even thought about going to find the cult again. Maybe they'd accept me? I don't know, even love me? No, I don't want that. You're right. I don't want it at all. I just want to be normal. I want to be with good people and work and have fun and not be weird or have any powers, any of it. I don't want it. Yeah, I guess I do have some tiny powers. I'm not like those cool girls with wings or cat ears or whatever. I can't really control it either. Sometimes I see things that are about to happen, and other times I get angry and things just fucking move. I hate it. I hate being different. No, it's fine. I guess I didn't expect to talk about this tonight with you. I try not to think about this stuff, sorry. It's just really hard sometimes. You're not the only person I've told. I have a few close friends who know, but even then I worry that someone will tell someone else. I've seen what happens to people like me when we get outed. I feel comfortable with you, though. I mean, you're not gonna tell anyone, right? You'd never hurt me, would you? I guess I just need to hear you say it. Thank you. Of course I believe you, I just. People can be terrible, you know? Back in the city, every now and then I'd get cornered by someone who said they wanted to save me from my heritage. Or worse, that they wanted me to join their little cult. I don't want any part of that. I just want to be a normal college girl. I want to get normal grades and drink sometimes and have fun and make mistakes. And sorry. I didn't mean to get heavy tonight. You just invited me to your porch out of the kindness of your heart, and you're getting a lot of drama. Thank you for listening and not judging me. I appreciate it. What was I gonna say when I stopped? What I want? This is really embarrassing, but I guess why stop now? I kind of want someone who looks out for me, I guess. Yeah, like a protector, but not like I want someone to hold my hand when I cross the street or anything. I just want a nice, older man in my life. Someone who could maybe guide me a little about things that I don't know. Someone I can trust. Someone who can teach me things. Someone like you. Well, you're experienced and gentle, but stern and protective too. Remember how you chased that weirdo away who followed me home that one time? That made me feel like safe and cared for. And I'm not gonna lie, it kind of turned me on, like a lot. It's just because no one had ever done anything like that for me before. Stood up for me or asked if I was okay afterwards. Yeah, I guess. Like a father figure, yeah. But God, I feel like such a loser. I should be able to survive alone. You survive alone, you do great. You live out here and you work and find time to help other people, and you're always smiling and really, really kind to me. I can't imagine someone like you being lonely. You get lonely? Really? I mean, it's just hard to believe. I thought you maybe weren't dating because you just weren't interested. I bet a lot of women are interested in you, though. It's different with me. I'm just a lot of drama and trouble, and I'm pretty needy. I don't want to put that on anyone, you know? Well, you don't see it? It's true, though. I need attention and affection. And I really need to get fucked. Wow, I'm so sorry. That just came out of me. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, telling you something like that. I'm gonna go, okay? And just, I. Was quite something. More, please, sir. Did call you, sir. Jeez, that's embarrassing. Do more than kiss me if you want. I mean, you can touch Yeah, you can take my top off here. I don't get cold that easily. I'm so happy there's no one out here tonight. We can do anything we want on your porch, and no one will ever. Do you like my tits? Really? You think they're cute? But what about. Please put your hands on them. Put them all over me, please. Want you so bad, sir. Oh. Yeah, kiss my neck. My collarbone. Oh my god, fuck, yes. Please kiss my tits, please. Suck on them. Fuck, please. No, I don't mind that you pulled me into your lap. I guess I was just surprised. I guess that I'm so small, you can pretty much do whatever you want with me, right? I can feel how hard you are, Daddy, sir. No, I wasn't going to call you anything but sir. God, it's so hard to think when you're touching my tits like that. Where's your hand going? Fuck, yes, it feels good, you jerk. It would feel good if you moved it, you know, higher. Don't make me say it. It's so embarrassing. Fuck. Please. Please touch my pussy, Daddy. Maybe, sir, please. No, I wasn't gonna call you anything else. Please. Feels so good, you're the first that never let anyone touch me there before. I touch myself though all the time, thinking of you, sir. I know it's weird, but ever since I moved next to you, I haven't been able to stop thinking about you. I knew you would. Fuck. You can't just slide your fingers inside a girl while she's talking. I'm so close. Please. Don't stop playing with my clit, sir. Please. What? I don't want to call you anything else. Sir is fine. No, I mean, please. Please don't slow down. No, please let me come. Please let me come. You won't let me come until I tell you? Oh my god, that's so mean. Fuck. Fuck, I can't tell you. I'm ashamed of it. Okay, I wanna call you. Oh, fuck. I wanna call. I want you to be my daddy. Is it really okay though if I call you daddy? Thank you, daddy. I want to be a good girl for you. I want to make you happy. You've been so good to me, and I just want to make you happy and satisfied. Oh, crap. Shit, I changed. I hadn't even noticed. Yeah, it's out of my control. When I get really emotional, angry or loving or just, I guess, really turned on, my skin turns this fucking ugly shade of gray and gets a little rougher, and my eyes, they turn this freakish purple, and then my tongue gets kind of long, and these symbols appear all over my body. I don't even know what they mean. But I do know that I look like a monster. Every guy who's ever seen me like this said I freak them out. I mean, I don't blame you if you want to stop, it's all right. I just. Think I'm sexy like this? Really? I guess you are still really hard. Can I do something for you? Yeah, I just want to make you feel good. How about a blowjob? Yay. Let me just hop down off your lap and get on my knees. It's so naughty to be doing this on your porch, but it's so quiet. Let me just unzip you and. Yeah, I mean, I've seen a cock before, like on a screen. This is different though. I feel so fucking hot in my hand and hard and smooth and nice. You taste different than I guess what I was expecting. I love that you're letting me do this for you, Daddy. Yeah, I've thought about doing this a lot for you. I guess I really have fallen pretty hard. Do you like my long tongue wrapping around your shaft and balls, Daddy? Do you like having my tight, wet mouth taking you in while my tongue squeezes and tastes you all over? I bet I can take all of you. Hang on. I did it for like a second. Thank you for understanding, Daddy. If I practice really hard, I bet I could deep throat you every day. Did you stop me? You wanna fuck me? You mean like real sex? Shit, fuck. I really sound like a pathetic virgin when I say stuff like that, don't I? Thank you. Yeah, so if I get up on your lap again and on your hard cock, that'll be my first time. No, I mean, yes, I want that. So much, but I have no idea what I'm doing, so I probably won't be any good at it. Will you be okay with that? Well, I mean, you could probably find a more experienced woman who could give you exactly what you want. And it's going to take me some time to learn how to please you, Daddy. So, I mean, if you wanna. Yes, Daddy. Maybe I am overthinking it. I'm just gonna straddle you and. Fuck. Somehow it looks even bigger now. Oh, okay. I'm just gonna spread myself and you can just guide inside of me. You're stretching me out so much, Daddy. And only the tip is gone. And I just gotta relax, okay? Relax. Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, Daddy. Hurt a little bit, but then I got used to the feeling. Nothing has ever been this deep inside of me before. I just need to get used to you a little bit. Hang on. I think I can still get deeper. Hang on. Fuck. I did it, Daddy. I took all of you. Look how the sigils on my skin are just glowing for you. I bet my eyes are really bright too. That means I'm super turned on and that I love you. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I can't believe that I'm finally riding you, Daddy. Yes, please touch me all over. I'm yours. I'm yours. I really want to make you happy. Do I make you happy, Daddy? Am I doing it right? Fuck yes, hold my hips like that. Move me, please. God, that's so hot that you could just lift me up and down on your cock. Just use me, Daddy, please. Please, please. Oh, please, you whenever you want. Whenever you want, Daddy. You can come all over me. You can come in me anytime. And in any hole, I just want to be your little girl. Please, please, I need. I love you. Oh, fuck, your cock is driving me crazy, Daddy. This is so much better than I thought it would be. Daddy, please, please, please. Fuck, fuck, you're stretching me out. Please, please, will you come in me, Daddy? Please, please, I need your hot come inside me, please, please, please. Oh, I'm begging you, Daddy, please fill me up. Please fill me, please, please, please. So hard. Please stay inside me. Please, please. Oh my god. Daddy. I wish I could keep you inside me forever. Okay, I'm ready. There. Can I get more comfy on your lap, sir? So safe with your arms around me. I could really get used to this, Daddy. But, I mean, I'm not crazy. I know that we just, like, had sex one time, and I know that doesn't mean anything more. I'm just saying that I really enjoyed all of this. Really? You really want to be with me, like, going steady? Okay, maybe that's a really lame way to put it, but I mean, just you and me? Together, like, as a couple? Yeah, I'd love that. And maybe one day we could be more than that. Only if you wanted. It's up to you. Can I just sit here a little longer, please, sir? You've made this half-demon girl feel totally safe and satisfied for the first time in her life. You deserve a little rest, too. Let me pull this blanket over us. There. Now we at least look kind of decent if anyone walks by. Happy Halloween to you too, Dad.